in college, he was so dangerous. He could make plays with his feet. He could do it all. What does he just carry that to the next level of the NFL? Yeah. How would you assess it?
I could agree with that. You know, he's an athlete, and I've known that since he got to UCF, and he shows it on the field. And he's a great competitor. He's strong. He's big. So on top of that, if you can run and you could throw, you know you're a threat in this league, and he's shown that.
What's the key to you guys getting it turned around on the road? I mean, obviously you've had tough opponents, but what do you have to?
At the end of the day, it's just us out there, so we got to stick together, play great complementary ball, and just, you know, when we're not on the field as a defense cheering on special teams, offense, and vice versa, which is what we've really been doing, but just playing and taking advantage of the turnovers when we get them and just getting more turnovers to put our offense in a better position.
Is there anything maybe a little bit more difficult when y'all go on the road?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's 11 guys on the field on each side, so you try not to look at it that way. You know, the crowd's going to be the crowd. You got to tune out all the noise and the distractions. Just stay locked in, and that's the main thing, just staying locked in.
When you say you know Blake is going to come at you, what do you mean by that? Is that a little exciting for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened for the last 2 years. So, I mean, I've already expected that, and it's going to happen again. That's what's going to happen. He's going to try each DB that's out there. That's him. That's his mindset. You know, he's going to want you to show him that you're going to be able to play or that you're ready to play. So, I mean, I'm going in with that mindset. Everybody else is going in with that mindset. So, we'll be ready.
So, you don't mean that because of who you are?
Just because of DB, and I know Blake is a competitor. That's basically the same thing I'm saying.
Not that he has anything out for
you. Oh, no. Nah.
Hey, when you guys self-scout during that week off, did you find something, look, we need to do this rather than that as far as getting these turnovers, or is there anything specific you can point to?
As far as self-scout, one thing I just did, I just studied myself, really. I wasn't really looking at no other players because at the end of the day, I know that they was studying themselves. So there are certain things that I know I could work on, certain plays and stuff that I expect, and then just putting myself in a better opportunity to make those plays when they come.
What have you seen of the Allens, you know, Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns on film, why they're so effective?
They got great catch radius, strong guys. They're competitors just like us. You know, they're playing to the end of the whistle. They're very crafty. So you got him, the other Allen, and then you have Marquise Lee, who is a really good athlete. So just got to play with good technique and stay focused and locked in the whole time.
With as well as you've been playing, is it kind of weird that teams have been picking on you a little bit?
No, I don't look at it that way. I take it as a challenge. I never try to focus on what people say about me as far as from a positive or a negative point anymore. I just know that I got to play it the next game, the next play at a time, and just focus on anything. Because at the end of the day, even if I am playing good, I always expect that they're going to throw my way just like anybody, any other corner in the league. You got to stay ready. You just can't get complacent.